Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Tzadidah, Menachos 94. In today's Daf Yomi, we begin the 11th chapter of Meseches Menachos, and this 11th chapter is called Perek Shtei Lechem, the laws of the two loaves of bread. And our Mishnah discusses the laws with respect to the kneading and the baking of the two loaves that are brought on Shavuos. And also, as a result of that, we also discuss the Lechem Apanim, what's called the showbread, that stood on the Shulchan in the sanctuary. So our Mishnah says, Shtei Alechem, the two loaves that are brought on Shavuos, and with them, when these two loaves were brought, then we were allowed to bring the new grain in the temple as an offering. The new grain outside the temple was going to be allowed with the Omer offering on the second day of Pesach, but the new grain in the temple was allowed with the Shtei Alechem, with the two loaves which were brought on Shavuos. Those loaves are niloshos achas achas. They are kneaded one at a time, meaning to say that first a person kneaded a Isaron, which is a measurement of flour, before one loaf, and afterwards the Kohen needed the second Isaron for the second loaf, and were not kneaded together and then separated. And so too they are baked Na'afos Achas Achas. They are baked one at a time, meaning to say first the first loaf was baked, and then the second loaf was baked, and the two loaves are not supposed to be baked together. Lechem Hapanim, however, the showbread, which was every week put on the table in the sanctuary, these 12 loaves, and they would switch them every single week. Niloshos Achas Achas, V'Na'afos Shtayim Shtayim. They were kneaded together one at a time, but then when they were baked, they were placed into the oven two loaves at a time, and not like the two loaves, which were baked one at a time. And the Gemara discusses this. And then the third part of our Mishnah states that how did they make sure that the showbread, which the Gemara is going to discuss on Tzadi Dawud Amma Beis, has a very unique form or a specific form, how do they make sure that it retained its form? So there was a defus, says our Mishnah. There was a press or a mold that made sure that it kept its form. And so this defus, hayosotan, they would place the bread into the defus, and so therefore it would keep its mold, it would keep its form. Ukishehu rodon, when the Kohen took the bread out of the oven, no sinang l'defus, the Kohen would then place it in the mold, kedei shelo yiskalku, so that this thin bread would not change its shape if it was placed somewhere else, and so therefore it was placed into its defus in order to keep its shape. Comes along our Gemara, and our Gemara discusses this, and our Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, there is a brisa, and the brisa states, "Visamta osam, you shall place them." What do we do with these words? Why does it say an expression of placing? So the Gemara explains. This says the brisa, "Bitfus," that the Kohen was supposed to place the showbread into a mold, and so that is how the form of the lechem upon him was watched. And says our Gemara, even though our Mishnah implies that there were two defusim, says our Gemara now that there were actually three defusim that served for the showbread. And the three defusim are nos nolitfus, that was placed into a form, into this in mold, when it was still in its dough form. V'adayin hibatzek, it was still in its dough form. So the mold was keeping it while it's in its dough form, was shaping it. Ukamind fus hayula betanur, and also when it was baked in the oven, it was also in a type of in a type of mold. Ukashel rode, when the bread was removed from the oven, no sinabitfus kidei shelo tiskalkel. It was placed into another mold, so this was a third mold, in order to keep it from losing its shape. So the Gemara challenges this. V'lahadra litfus kama, why not just place it back into its original defus? So the Gemara says, no, we don't like that. We don't want to place it back into its original mold, because kiven de afila nafcha. And this becomes a very controversial phrase, but because this was baked, since the showbread, which we remember has to be matzah and not chametz, but since the bread was baked, it expanded. And so therefore, since it expanded, we're going to say that it will not fit it into the back into the mold. And even though we say that the lechem aponim needs to be matzah, and therefore if this swelling of it or the expansion of it will perhaps indicate that it is chametz, nevertheless, since it expanded while it was in the oven, we're not going to say it was chametz. We're going to say that once it goes into the oven, then it can expand, and so therefore we're not going to say it is chametz. And so therefore, since it expanded, we can put it back into the mold. What do these molds look like? So according to the Rambam, he rules in Hilchos Tamidin u'Misafim that the three of them were made out of gold. And that was what the Rambam says, that these tefusim were made out of gold. The Rashi in the Chumash writes that the tefus for the lechem aponim was made from barzel, and it was only after that they baked that they placed it into a golden tefus. But before that, it was just a regular barzel tefus. And so the Minchas Chinuch says, where does Rashi see that there is a distinction between the pre-baking mold and the post-baking mold? And so that's one of the difficulties from Rashi's position. But we see from here that a matzah nefucha, even though the matzah is swollen or there's air bubbles into it, or it's still kosher. This is somewhat controversial because the practice today is that if we bake a matzah and there is an air bubble that's bigger than the size of a nut, we're going to say that matzah cannot be used because that air bubble could perhaps indicate that there was chametz involved. And so some suggested, but wait, this Gemara here suggests that there is going to be some natural rising even without the fermentation. And so that becomes a discussion amongst the commentaries. What does it mean that this showbread rises when we know that it has to be matzah?